From the WSFI studio in Libertyville, Illinois, this is Bursting Forth in Sound. Performances and conversations with Christian musicians elevating the mind to things eternal.
This is Bursting Forth in Sound. I am your host, Bill Snyder. It is great to be with you to share once again in prayer, in song, and in faith. And today my guest on the program is Father Michael Moriarty. Father Michael Moriarty is a Legionary of Christ. He was born in Atlantic, Iowa on August 18, 1980, and grew up in the town of Lawrence, Kansas. In 1999, he graduated from Sancta Maria in Lawrence, Kansas, and entered the Legionaries of Christ as a novice on September 15, 1999, in Cheshire, Connecticut. After 1 year in Cheshire, he went to Salamanca, Spain, where he made his first profession of vows and studied classical humanities. He obtained a bachelor's degree in philosophy at Our Lady of Thornwood and spent 3 years of internship providing spiritual formation for businessmen in New York City. He then moved to Rome, where he made his perpetual profession of vows and obtained a licentiate degree in philosophy and a bachelor's degree in theology from Regina Apostolorum Pontifical College. He currently resides in Chicago, Illinois, where he serves as a chaplain of Eastlake Academy, the auxiliary chaplain for Lumen Institute, and the director of fundraising for Regnum Christi in the Midwest. He also preaches regularly at Immaculate Conception Parish, and he is here to share his music with us today. We begin today's program with his original song, Surrender.
Surrender, Lord, I give you my hands to do your word. Lord, I give you my lips to speak your words. Lord, I give you my eyes to see as you see. And for the path, O Lord, for the race I give my feet. But above all, Lord, I give you my whole heart, so that in me you can love the Father and all humanity. I surrender my whole being, choose the better part. May it be you, O Lord, who lives and reigns in me. I surrender, Lord. Lord, I give you my mind to think in me. Lord, I give you my soul that you may pray in me. I consecrate myself to you alone, to do your will, O Lord, your will and not my own. But above all, Lord, I give you my whole heart, so that in me you can love the Father and all humanity. I surrender my whole being, choose the better part. Be you, O Lord, who lives and reigns in me. I surrender, Lord. 'Cause I'm not only mine to give. Everything that I have I got from you. But with a single life to live, I lay it all down in your hands and I give it to you. Above all, Lord, I give you my whole heart, so that in me you can love the Father and all humanity. I surrender my whole being and choose the better part. May it be you, O Lord, who lives and reigns in me. I surrender, Lord. Surrender, Lord.
You're listening to the voice of Father Michael Moriarty. This is Bursting Forth in Sound. And Father, I just want to welcome you once again. Thank you so much for being here and playing some of your music, original music, here with us on Bursting Forth in Sound today. That was Surrender. You got to tell me a little bit about that song.
Bill, it's a song about surrendering your life to God. And it's a prayer set to music that is, it speaks about giving your hands and your feet, your eyes, everything to the Lord to do His work, to do His will.
Excellent. So how did you get into this whole music? You've got a band, The Crimson and Clear. Tell me about the band. Tell me about the journey into music.
Well, my mom says that I was singing before I could speak. I think I got some of that from her. She would sing a lot. I would pick that up. I just always loved music since I was a kid. And when I joined the seminary, I thought I'd give all that up and follow the Lord and sacrifice that. But just a few months into my novitiate, my superior said, no, we want you to play music. It's a way to praise God and to give thanks to Him. So I found myself playing the guitar all the time, even in the seminary.
Now the band has kind of stemmed out of this. Tell me about that journey.
The band really has sprung from adoration that we do over at Eastlake Academy, the school. We've been dedicating First Fridays to spend the day in adoration, but also to finish it off with benediction and some songs that we sing together in the chapel. So the band started to come together that way, and we had a gala for the school in which, during the auction, I just came up with this kind of harebrained idea. What if Father Thomas Vendetti, who's another priest in my community, and our math teacher, Matt Nuccio, what if we sold as an auction item for the school a musical performance at somebody's home? It actually became the hottest item in the whole auction.
So. That's really awesome. So tell me about the name, The Crimson Clear.
The past couple of years, Bill, we didn't have a name for the band. It was just, when can you play, where can you play? And we didn't have anything officially established. And on Divine Mercy Sunday, I was preaching over at Immaculate Conception Parish in Highland Park. And I asked the CCD kids sitting in the front row, what do the red and the bluish colors springing from Christ's heart and the Divine Mercy image, what do those colors stand for? And one of the young boys there, with all confidence, raised his hand, and I pointed to him to give an answer, and he said, America. And everybody in the parish laughed for a while, but I said, no way. That's not what it stands for. Can anybody tell me? And a little girl in the pew behind him raised her hand and said, it stands for the blood and the water that flowed from Jesus' side as he hung on the cross and was pierced by the lance of the centurion.
Mm. Beautiful, and that's where the name comes from, The Crimson and Clear.
Yeah, that after that mass, I thought, maybe that's not a bad name for the band.
I have to hear more music, Father. I want to lead into our next song, which is called A Long Way Home. Tell me about that.
Well, where I grew up in Kansas, they say it's so flat you can see your dog run away for a week. It's not true where I come from, which is the northeastern part of the state, where there's lots of hills and lakes and forests. And nestled there in the bluffs of the Kansas River is a cemetery where a friend of mine is buried. And this friend of mine, his name's Declan Brown, he felt called to the priesthood at a very young age. He was 13 and wanted to join the high school prep seminary of the Legionaries of Christ. But he came down with cancer the year that he was planning to join that high school prep school. So he struggled with cancer for about a year. They were not able to remove it. It was on his spinal cord, and it slowly took over his whole body, and about a year later he died from that cancer. But before he died, he asked the provincial of the Legionaries of Christ in the United States, Father Anthony Bannon, if he could become a novice. And he was only 14. And canonically speaking, you're supposed to be 18 to join a religious order. So Father Anthony Bannon had some meetings in Rome where he met John Paul II and mentioned this to him, that this young man was going to die in probably a few weeks and wanted to become a novice. John Paul II said, I don't see any problem. And he gave a special dispensation for him to receive his cassock and become a novice of the order. That's kind of what the song is about. His testimony to me was very powerful. He received his cassock on his hospital bed and was buried in his cassock. After that ceremony where he received the uniform, it was there at his hospital bedside, and he said to his mom, I'm a priest. And his mom said, no, Declan, you're not a priest. she thought, you know, maybe with the medication he was on, there was some delirium. He didn't understand what had taken place. So he said, you're a priest in training now, but you're not a priest. And he said, no, Mom, I'm a priest. And she explained again, no, you've just received the uniform to start your journey to the priesthood. And then he said, Mom, when Christ was on the cross as a victim, suffering for us, he was a priest. And I'm on the cross with Christ right now, so I'm a priest. Mm. And that's the way he was living his vocation to the priesthood, as a victim soul, really, and offering all of his sufferings for vocations. I believe my own vocation is a fruit of his prayers and offerings of that illness. So
wonderful. So you put it to music.
I was at the cemetery and thinking, you know, this is a long way home out here in the woods where the cemetery is. But thinking about my friend's example, and if our true home is heaven, it's not such a long way home.
Well, let's take a listen. This is A Long Way Home.
A lonesome country graveyard, way outside of town. Tombstone in the corner, with thy kingdom come. Hot sun beating down a Kansas June afternoon. Big wide open fields, a distant beauty that reveals that it's a long way home from here. And I can't seem to remember the road that leads back, but that's okay, 'cause the path you've left is clear. It's not such a long way home from here. Well, you fought the good fight, yeah, you finished the race. For all those souls to you entrusted, that they might find a place of heaven high. Just like the priestly victim on the cross, so closely united to Christ that not one would be lost down where. It's a long way home from here, and I can't seem to remember the road that leads back, but that's okay, 'cause the path you've left is clear, that it's not such a long way home. He was a friend and an example, an inspiration all in one. Oh yeah. Someone I think often, and pick the flag up from now to run. Oh yes, to run. A long way home from here, and I can't seem to remember the road that leads back, but that's okay, 'cause the path you've left is clear, that it's not such a long way home from here. Oh no, it's not such a long way home from here.
You're listening to Bursting Forth in Sound here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Today my guest is Father Michael Moriarty. He is a legionary of Christ priests. This music is just beautiful. We do have to take a short break here on WSFI's Bursting Forth in Sound. We'll be right back after this for more conversation and great music with Father Michael Moriarty. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Scott Hahn from Franciscan University of Steubenville in Ohio. Catholic radio is essential for the new evangelization. It reaches people who are not necessarily going to darken the doorways of a local parish, but they'll be driving by, and you can recommend it. You can even turn it on when you got a passenger in the car. Catholic radio deserves your support as well, not only your prayer support, but also your financial aid. So I encourage you all, get involved and spread the word. God bless you.
WSFI is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community, but we only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to donate online at WSFIradio.org. or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
The Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is blessed with the opportunity to participate with WSFI Catholic Radio in the new evangelization. Holy Family is your local resource for books, CDs, and DVDs from Catholic Answers, Ignatius Press, and all of the other fine publishers featured on Catholic Radio. Holy Family also has the area's largest selection of baptism, communion, and confirmation gifts. Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is located at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. More information is available on Facebook.
Hello and welcome back to Bursting Forth in Sound here on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. My guest in studio is Father Michael Moriarty. He is a Legionary of Christ priest here in the Chicago area, and it's just a pleasure having him play some great original music here in studio for us. Thank you so much for being here. Your music is so inspirational and truly peaceful, beautiful music. We're going to play another song, but before we do so, I want to talk to you about it, the Child of God song. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Bill, I was trying to write a song that would remind us about the dignity of human life, even at the stages before a child is born. And I wanted to remind us of how important these children are to God. But really, everything I wrote, it could be taken the wrong way. Perhaps somebody who had experienced having an abortion or knowing someone like that, that what I had written, I wasn't confident that I could play it and not actually have somebody walk away maybe hurt or stir up some hurt. Sure. So I was kind of struggling, just hitting dead ends with this idea, and then I came across in a bunch of papers on my desk. I was in Italy, Rome, studying for my philosophy. This poem surfaced on my desk. I don't know who wrote it, but it says at the end of the poem that it was a mother who had, she had written this poem 10 years later, one snowy evening, reflecting on a miscarriage that she had. Mm. And the poem is about this child that she calls an angel who must be scooped up in the God's mercy and adoring God in heaven as an angel. There's theologians that talk about this, Bill, about, you know, what happens to an unbaptized soul. And, you know, I think a mother's intuition is one of the greatest on this topic, because how could God not take these little children with him up to heaven? So that's what the song is about. It says, angel whom I never knew, hopes and dreams were all of you that I ever had, for suddenly, while you were still a part of me, God called you home. And so when I've played this song, it's always, I've had different reactions. One time in Rome, when I was playing for a group of actually Hollywood artists and actors, one of the young men, he stood up, he was an actor for Disney, and he said that he was a twin, and his mom lost his twin brother, and she had named him Angel. And so when I sang this song, he was in tears and gave this testimony, and I thought, Lord, you know, you really inspired this song. And this is not me. I mean, when I put these words to the chord progression that I had written for this whole theme, it dovetailed perfectly. I didn't have to change anything. Mm-hmm. So that's what the song is about.
Angel whom I never knew, hopes and dreams were all of you I ever had, for suddenly, while you were still a part of me, God called you home, even before you heard one lullaby or saw the gentle love in mother's eyes. But God is kind, as he is wise, how radiantly his love must shine around you, dimly paling mine. Angel whom I never knew, hopes and dreams were all of you I ever had, for suddenly, while you were still a part of me, God called you home, knowing, dear, that's where you are. Heaven seems not quite so far. Heaven seems not quite so far. Angel whom I never knew, hopes and dreams were all of you I ever had, for suddenly, while you were still a part of me, God called you home.
How beautiful is that? Just a great song. Thank you so much for sharing your ministry, your music, the gift of who you are with us today on Bursting Forth in Sound, Father. This has been so much fun. I just want to ask you a little bit about some next steps. People are listening, hearing this out on the radio right now, whether they're driving in their car or at home cooking dinner, whatever they're doing right now, and they're going, man, this is so inspirational. This is great. So tell some of the listeners about where they can hear you play and how they can get in touch with you to hear more of this.
Well, Bill, at Eastlake Academy on First Fridays, we have adoration from 7 to 8. We try to bring the whole spiritual family together with Christ at the center. That's where I play music. I really don't play a lot of other places right now. My priestly ministry has me pretty busy with the sacraments. Sometimes when I go to visit people in their homes to bless their home with some holy water, they'll usually invite me to dinner. I'll pack the guitar with me and share some songs. Sometimes it's Grandma's Featherbed or other, you know, fun songs. I like to play the blues a lot. That's my favorite genre of guitar music to play. But yet, right now, I really haven't ramped up to a regular schedule of gigs where I'm not on the road with the music a lot. It's just the guitar is in the trunk. When I have a chance, I pull it out. More often now, with the two schools that the Legionaries of Christ help with in Chicagoland, Everest Academy in Lamont, and also Eastlake Academy here in the Lake Bluff area, Lake Forest, I do try to offer this music as a way to raise some money for the schools, because everybody wants to hear it. They want to have the band over to hear the music. So yes, that's the next step, really.
Yeah, we wish you the best of luck. I hope that this turns into a CD project for you at some point as well.
Yeah.
Because you've got great stuff and great music and great inspiration. It's so neat to hear a priest sing and share his faith through song. It's very unique. So thank you for doing that for us today. I want, in the time remaining we have, which isn't much, I want to just ask you a little bit about the closing song of our program, The Fire Within. You mentioned off the air it's about the Eucharist, so tell me about that.
Yeah, I wrote it when I was reflecting on the sanctuary lamp that is lit next to the tabernacle, and how that flame is just a small little flicker, really, but it stands for so much. I mean, when you go into church, if you see that candle lit, you know that Christ is present. You don't have to doubt that. Our faith tells us that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's such a fragile thing, that flame. And also, Christ, his presence in the Eucharist, it depends on a priest consecrating the bread and the wine, confecting the Eucharist, so mm-hmm. to speak. And also, it depends on people being vigilant to make sure that the Eucharist is adored and revered, reverenced. So that's what the song is about, how that flame of love in the tabernacle should set our hearts ablaze, and that love that we experience needs to set all the world ablaze. A living flame is swaying to and fro. Light is just a flicker, just a glow. It stands for all the love that waits for me right here. The flaming sacred heart that knows no fear. The quiet of your presence calms my soul. The radiance of your peace that warms my core. You're always here when I'm in need for all my days. You send me out to set the world ablaze. Set me on fire within. Make me inspired to climb ever higher. Come wind or rain, this flame will remain. Set me on fire within. Make me inspired to climb ever higher. Come wind or rain, this flame will remain. Lay before your altar here my life. You know how much I struggle in my strife. Humbled by my weakness and my helplessness. Consumed in flames of love, Lord, I confess. Set me on fire within. Make me inspired to climb ever higher. Come wind or rain, this flame will remain. Set me on fire within. Make me inspired to climb ever higher. Come wind or rain, this flame will remain. Sacred heart, the furnace of your love. Though many are indifferent, I am here to make thy kingdom come from heaven above. Consoling hearts with you, I have no fear. Set me on fire within. Make me inspired to climb ever higher. Come wind or rain, this flame will remain. Set me on fire within. Make me inspired to climb ever higher. Come wind or rain, this flame will remain. This flame will remain.
This has been a beautiful song by Father Michael Moriarty. He's in studio with me. Fire Within, all about the Eucharist. Just incredible. Just inspirational so much. Unfortunately, the show is wrapping up, Father. But before we go, could I ask your priestly blessing on all of the listeners and on us here at WSFI?
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the gift of music, for the gift of prayer, and being able to love you through that prayerful music that you inspire within us. We ask you to bless all of WSFI's work, bless Bill and all of the staff here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. This has been an episode of Bursting Forth in Sound. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. God bless.